In three, we're ready to start. Two,
cleared for takeoff.
One, testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.8.
Woo!
Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
One, two, three.
Safe to say, this morning's show was a lot of fun and we all enjoyed it.
I think we had record number of callers on this morning's show. And it meant we didn't have to do a lot of work, which is always a plus. And I thoroughly enjoyed all callers. Sometimes you get people on and, you know, they might want to talk a lot.
Don't be slamming them.
No, they just want to win the prize. They want to get straight to the point.
Are you saying they're greedy?
No.
Gluttony is a sin.
But on this morning's show, we had somebody's ex who was trying to take money for them. We had two people trying to sell their businesses. One person had a mystery box of socks. We had my mammy on it. And also Keith Ward. What a packed show.
It is action packed.
If I was to go into a big convention centre and to sell the show, I'd sell this one.
Would you?
I'd say, this is the one. If you want a show of what we think we do, this is it. Let's buy it. Buy it now.
Life, blood and soul is in the show.
And the blood moon is out today. We won't be able to see it. Too many clubs.
We actually will probably be dead when you listen to this.
Yeah, end of the world because of blood moon.
A time capsule.
Nathan and his father had an argument yesterday. It involved an Irish celebrity and it upset me a little bit. It's happening next.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
This is a business opportunity. We've been talking about it the last couple of days, but this is the last chance you can get to enter is this morning. We're giving it one last big push because the first time we've ever done it, we play birthday bingo every single morning at 8:35. We have two drums. One is the Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum, which is given to us by Jackie Cooney, who listens to the show every morning. The second one is electronic one from China.
It has really no personality when you look at it. Out of the two, it's the least favourite one, barely ever gets picked, but we want to give you the naming rights of that drum.
Just like the Aviva Stadium, the Etihad, the Emirates, we want you to name the drum with your small business, or you could be an entrepreneur.
I've been very pleasantly surprised by some of the prizes some people are willing to offer us.
Yeah, so all you need to do to sponsor us, you don't need to pay any money, all you have to do is offer us something that you are supplying. So yesterday, we had Ben from AutoCare, and he was offering us this. Eden AutoCare, sorry.
Full valet on a car, a Jeep or a van, whatever you have. The whole lot. Outside wash, interior Hoover, all plastics, all cleaned and dressed.
And he says he uses an air freshener that smells of strawberries.
And then Dano, of course, is an entrepreneur, and he saw a kind of loophole.
I'll give you the mystery box. I'll send it in. 10 mystery items.
10 mystery items.
Some of the items included a pair of socks, tickets to see Kevin Hart.
But
I don't know if he has the tickets to Kevin Hart.
It is a mystery. He could be bluffing us. So if you want your small business to sponsor the drum for 4 weeks in August, it is a month sponsorship, then text or WhatsApp us to 087 711 1038 who you are and what you are willing to offer to put on the birthday bingo list of prizes.
It closes after the show and it starts on Tuesday.
It's very exciting. It is very exciting indeed. I suppose we got early risers who are getting up to open up their shops. It could be you. Let us know on text and WhatsApp this morning.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan with you on Fully Charged with McDonald's breakfast, making mornings tastier.
Love Island, of course, finished on Monday. Graham, are you missing it?
Do you know what? I'm happy it happened, but I'm also happy it's over. I feel like I've regained some of my life back.
I will say your skin seems a lot softer. Your grey hair isn't as grey.
I have so much time to moisturise now. That's the difference. I'm exfoliating and moisturising at night time.
But you know at Love Island, when the contestants, they leave the villa, they have a window of opportunity to pursue whatever they want to because they're hot right now.
Yeah, Adam wanted to go around visiting every single nightclub in the UK and Ireland.
Scunthorpe and Birmingham.
Yeah.
That was his dream as a child.
And he's living it out.
Wes and Megan, they announced yesterday they're going to be living together. That's clearly their dream. Danny and Jack, apparently, rumours they might be getting their own reality TV show, yep, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
That will be weird. But Dr. Alex George, he was on this morning and he said in an interview, he went, do you know what? I would love to be a TV doctor. A doctor on TV.
He's a clever boy.
And the producers of this morning, they were observing Dr. Alex and they thought, do you know what? He's actually good in front of camera. We might line him up. So there's some strong reports that he's going to be lined up, get his own segment as a TV doctor.
I don't trust him as a doctor.
I don't know if he is a doctor.
I don't either. I think that could be a Halloween costume they, when he wears the scrubs and he puts it up. Because there's only one photo circulating him in scrubs. I reckon some Halloween 2018. 2017, sorry.
He got a lot of flack, of course. He always had red skin in the villa. He didn't really enjoy the sunshine at all. But he said in an interview, there have been a lot of jokes about it, but I do take sunburn very seriously. I have a skin condition, unfortunately, and take medication which makes my skin sensitive to the sun.
You always talk about Dr. Alex. I have followed him since he's left the villa. I am obsessed with him on Instagram, because if you watch Love Island, you will realise how awkward he was with women. And it's not just because he was on television. That is his persona. This is him yesterday on his Instagram story, just walking through Shoreditch with one of his friends.
Pretty nice day to be coming to the Shoreditch house. Pretty excited.
Literally, that guy is walking through a bar with his friend and just going, this man is a doctor. Can you imagine going, you need a heart transplant?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Big news in the Instagram and blogging world this week as anonymous Instagram account Bloggers Unveiled shut down. It had over 200,000 followers and its main aim was to call out bloggers, but it shut down this week after things took a bit of a nasty turn and the person behind the account said they did not want blood on their hands. So Bloggers Unveiled is no more.
I'll tell you one thing that isn't shutting down anytime soon, and that is my brand new TV show called Bloggers Unveiled. You can find it on Dave Plus One at 3 a.m. every Thursday. And that's where I call out bloggers who are posing as South Dubliners. Of course, it's nice to relax in the trendy spots on South William Street, Dawson Street and Baggot Street, but there are a lot of imposters in this town, and I'm here to smoke out the weasel. I'm Nathan O'Reilly, and this is Bloggers Unveiled. Today we are located on Harcourt Street, a usual spot for bloggers except for one place, Sophie's. We are monitoring Graham O'Toole. This blogger is posing as a South Dubliner from Blackrock, and he is on a first date with the lovely Kate. We've mic'd up Sophie's. Let's have a listen.
Yeah, so went to secondary school in Blackrock College. It was great.
Do you play any sport?
Yeah. Well, I would have actually made the Leinster team, but did the ACL a few years back. Devo.
Oh, what do you work as?
Work as a marketing exec, making absolute a mint these days. I just bought a 2018 Audi with this year's bonus.
Oh, wow. You're so rich.
I know, right?
It's time to expose this bogger. Graham O'Toole? I'm Nathan O'Reilly, and you, my friend, you are on Bloggers Unveiled.
What are you on about? I'm not a blogger. Don't listen to him, Kate.
Well, how do you explain this photo of you in Croke Park at an All-Ireland final?
Why would I own a Mayo jersey? I'm from Blackrock.
What about this picture of you in the big tree?
Ew, I don't go to the north side. I hear they don't have gin and tonics over there.
Well, then what about this footage of you getting refused into Coppers?
Oh, Graham, that's you, isn't it?
I was sad after Mayo getting beat again in the final. I was looking for the shift.
OMG, you're a bogger.
No.
Get away from me.
No, Kate, no, you don't have to stop talking to me because I'm a bogger.
Oh,
so there we have it. Another week, another bogger unveiled. And remember, if he doesn't know what day is 2-for-1 in Pygmalion, then he's probably a bogger.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
I have have to say it. Friday is my favourite day to play Gotta Get It Wrong because someone can just come on and grab the money.
The money will be going this morning. Will it be going to Brian, who's on top of the leaderboard with 14, or will it be going to Christine? You're on.
Oh my God, I was not expecting a text or a phone call. That's amazing. Well, Christine, I'm nervous now.
It's amazing to have you on. Listen, before we get into the nitty gritty of Gotta Get It Wrong, it is the bank holiday weekend. Do you have any plans?
I actually do. I'm going glamping with my friends in Kilkenny on Saturday.
Good Lord, what is that?
Glamping, glamorous camping.
And will you be wary of big grizzly bears?
I'll keep my wits about me there. And I will,
there's a few hairy fellas down in Kilkenny, all right. They'll be going around the place, yeah.
Oh God, okay, maybe I shouldn't be going here.
Christine, Brian is on top of the leaderboard. He's got a score of 14, so you've got to get 15 or more to take the €100. How it's going to work is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You've got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. 15 is your target. Christine, best of luck.
What job does Donald Trump have?
He is a dancer.
What is Leo Varadkar's job?
He is a backup singer.
What does a Lewis driver do?
He drives trains.
What is Lewis Hamilton's job?
He is a singer.
What noise does a dung beetle make?
Oink oink.
Do your best impression of a fart.
Ooh la la.
Do your best Michael Caine impression.
Gee of which, I'm Michael Caine.
What nationality is Graham Norton?
He is French.
What's 23 minus 8?
102.
13 plus 32 is 45. True or false?
True.
Name two Friends characters.
Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian.
Name an Australian soap.
Dove.
Hum the EastEnders theme song.
La 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 la.
Hum the
la,
Coronation la, la. Street theme song.
Do 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 do.
What day
do,
is
do,
it do, tomorrow?
It's Sunday.
Name 2 days of the week.
January and February.
Speak English.
Oh,
this is going to be a very close one this morning, Christine. How did you find it?
Oh my God, it's so much harder. I'm actually very good in the car.
I feel like you were very good, Christine.
Oh no, I think I might have repeated one, and I always give out to people for repeating. I said, that's one thing you don't do, and I think
idiots.
I did.
Idiots. I will say, Christine, first one of the week, no buzzer. You were very quick.
Oh, okay. My heart's racing.
I didn't need to press the buzzer, but 14, you had to get 15 or more.
I like you, Christine. You show true grit. You reminded me of a very young Hillary Clinton.
Oh, that's good. I like Hillary Clinton. All about the women.
Now, you had to beat Brian.
She didn't beat Donald Trump, though. Brian is your Donald Trump.
Oh?
Brian will enjoy listening to this. Brian, you had to beat Brian, who got 14. I can tell you, this morning, Christine, you got 15!
Yes! Oh, yay!
You did
oh
it!
My God! Woo!
Oh, you win the €100!
Christine!
Oh my God, delighted! Thank you so
much! Fantastic performance this morning. I think you just got a little pep in your step. Looking forward to a bit of glamping in Kilkenny. And that €100 is yours, Christine. Have an absolutely great weekend, and thanks for playing Gotta Get It Wrong.
Oh, thanks, guys!
See
Thank
you, Christine!
So much.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Do you know, at 11:57 a.m. yesterday, I received a missed call from a number in Madagascar.
Do you know what you should do? You should definitely ring that number back.
Do you think so?
And if they leave you on hold, you should stay as long as you can as well on the phone line, just in case something good happens.
And that won't charge me at all.
I'm sure it'll be all right.
I won't get a bill whatsoever.
Nah, it'll be all right. Don't worry about it. I'm sure they've loads of money to give you.
Okay.
You won the lotto over Madagascar, I'd
say. Lovely, yeah. Well, I didn't buy a ticket, but sure, look.
That's how it works over there.
I'll call after the show. Yeah. Don't you worry.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Come on!
8:02, you are on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Good morning, I'm Graham O'Toole. And this man struggling to put on his headphones with his dislocated shoulder is Nathan O'Reilly.
Graham, do you know the way I do nothing during the ads and the news?
Yeah.
Do you think I have time to take a shower?
You probably could.
Genuinely, I was in the bathroom there. There's a shower also in that bathroom. Yeah. And I was thinking, why don't I just, you know, don sandals, my swimming trunks and a towel and walk in for a nice steamy shower?
Why not?
And I then will receive a shower thought that I can use for under the covers in the 9 o'clock.
So it's actually work you're doing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We received a message yesterday after the show. Someone is looking for some help. Here we go. Graham and Nathan, would like to hear your thoughts on this, fellas. My girlfriend is from Galway and I've been dating her for nearly 2 years, going down to stay with her family for the bank holiday weekend. Every time I stay over, her parents make me sleep in the spare bedroom. Find it really odd considering they've known me for years. Love to hear your thoughts on this.
I honestly thought this was a general thing. I thought this isn't an issue.
No.
This is what happens. If you're not married, you're not living together. That's what happens in my house.
I find it very old-fashioned. Now, I am a single man, but many, many years ago when I was in a relationship, but yes, we would share a bed together.
Dana, what are you saying?
No, I was the very same. If it was in my house, it was not allowed because it was the same rule for my dad and his mom's house. It was only unless they were married. So he was saying that was the same case for me, even though all my friends are allowed. Well, he didn't mind if I stayed in my boyfriend's house in his bedroom because he said that was his parents' rules, which I still don't understand.
I'm so happy that I'm not the only one, because the way Nathan was looking at me this morning, Dano, was like I'm living back in the 1960s, Ireland.
So old fashioned.
So do I agree, but you have to do what you're told, you know?
But did they not know your boyfriend really well?
Yeah,
it wasn't like a randomer.
Four years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you still together?
No.
Oh, God. Was that the reason you broke up?
Yeah.
You couldn't take any more of it. And you blame your dad now for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Dano, thanks very much, Dano. Chat to you later.
No
bye-bye.
Problem.
See you, Dano. Bye.
And we have Marissa on WhatsApp voice recording.
Yeah, we're absolutely allowed to share a bed. I mean, we're in the 21st century. I understand that your parents might be a little bit older, but, you know, we need to grow with the times and things just aren't the way they used to be years ago, so absolutely sleeping in the bed with your partner. Sure, you do it at home anyway, so why would it be a difference?
Staunch supporter sleeping in your bed.
We got a WhatsApp from Darren that says, lads, I wasn't allowed to stay in the same room as my girlfriend and her mams for years. Then one night there was nowhere else for me to stay because her brother was back over from traveling, so it was okay from then on. But a few weeks later, we found out she was pregnant. So maybe it is not such a good idea.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Has to be the morning that we give away that 1,000 euro.
Every single morning we pick a month. If your birthday lands in this month, we get you on. And if your date comes out of the drum, you win 1,000 euro. Elaine, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Ah, we are good. Elaine, earlier on we were speaking about this person who's staying in his girlfriend's house in Galway, but he's not allowed to share the same bed as her.
When I was younger, like actually up until I was like I say, until about a year ago, I wasn't allowed to have like my boyfriend in my room. It was like very kind of traditional household, but like now it's gone, my mom's kind of relaxed it. But like at this stage now, I'd say the time has come, you know.
How long are you together?
We're together 2 years now.
That's nice.
So you just have to break the year and then you're allowed to.
Yeah, eventually, when you're in your late 20s.
Elaine, let's try and sort you out 1,000 euro this bank holiday weekend. This morning's month is May. What date in May is your birthday?
The 14th.
Oh, that's a great date.
If it comes out of the drum, you will be winning 1,000 euro, but you will not be going home empty-handed. Over to Nate.
Elaine, talk to me. It's a lot of money. Good morning, Elaine. What would you spend the money on?
What would I spend the money on?
Yeah.
Let me think. God, I'd have to put it towards a holiday or something. I have like a weekend away, or like I'm going to London at the end of the month, so I could put it towards that.
There we go.
Stunning.
Expensive city.
Are you going away with himself?
Yeah.
Graham?
Sorry. Yeah, I am.
Nah, it's too early for engagements, yes, Nathan.
Right, Elaine, I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one, you know it. It's the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. I should say, my arm is in a sling right now. I find it very difficult to use the Jackie Cooney one, but don't let that affect your answer. Which one do you want to use?
Go on, use the first one.
Oh, the electronic.
Oh, you're
being
very
kind, Elaine.
Good. You're very kind.
But can Nathan be kind to you? We need number 14, Nathan. Let's go. It's the irresistible hum of the electronic birthday bingo drum.
I'm starting to like using this.
We nearly dropped it.
Patty cake, patty cake. Right. Looking for the 14th. I can tell you, this morning's data lane. Oh, you're not going to believe me. It's the 17th.
Three
away.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Elaine, I'm so sorry. The jackpot isn't yours. But what the 17th gets you, let me have a look. Not too bad. A pair of tickets to Jess Glynn when she comes to the Three Arena this November. They're your tickets for having a birthday. Have a great bank holiday weekend and thanks for taking our call. Bye-bye, Elaine.
Thank you so
See
much.
See you, Elaine. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Undercovers with Nathan.
This morning we are speaking about Tinder, so I think we need some love music, Graham.
Ooh.
Thank you very much. Now, Tinder is a dating app on your phone. You put up pictures of yourself, and then people will either swipe left if they find you hideous, or right if they want to meet up with you. Now, I am currently on Tinder.
Is this just a plug for your own Tinder?
No, there is an article in the paper. Married man labeled disgusting and scum for shameless Tinder profile. Now, the man is called P, the letter P. He shared a topless photo of himself. You can't see the head, it's just his torso.
Keep it secret, I like it.
And there's a woman's dress and a baby's Moses basket in the background.
P, what are you doing, man?
And P just says, I want to share a bottle of wine with someone. That's all he's saying in his bio.
Is that all he said, or is that all you can say on the radio?
All I can say on the radio.
Okay. P. And is the baby in the basket?
No.
Okay, that
was just
good.
A basket in the background, but clearly he has a kid and he has a wife because there's a dress right beside.
And does he say he's married?
Yeah, he does say.
What?
He says, married man. Just lonely this evening.
Oh, is that a turn on for people to get with married people, is it?
I don't know. It's very strange.
And did he get any interaction? What's the reaction been like to that?
I think very bad reaction, but I
You think or you know?
Well, I don't know if anyone met up with P. I wasn't there. What I will say is, from being on Tinder, there's some very strange profiles out there.
Yeah.
A lot of people enjoy taking pictures of themselves very close up to their face. Like, you can only see their eyes and their nose. I've seen a lot of that. I've seen one photo where there's a group shot of around 12. So you've no idea who the person is.
Yeah.
And you actually helped me out when I was doing my Tinder.
I think it's very double standards coming from you, because you have a lot of pictures up on your Tinder of your better looking brother in your photos.
That is true.
And you have told me you're trying to dupe the people into thinking they're swiping on your better looking brother, and then they'll be too late by the time they figure out it's actually you when they're sitting on the date.
And I did the really corny thing that I'm not proud of. I have the photo of when we interviewed Ed Sheeran.
Oh, no. I told you not to put that in.
I know. I was desperate, Graham.
Sad, sad man. If you see Nathan on Tinder, please swipe left. Pitching ideas to our boss in
they
five.
They have.
Let's picture this.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And this has been an interesting week because our producer, Callum, he usually sits in studio with us, but he's on his holidays. So our boss, Phil, has been sitting in studio with
us. Go on, Phil, you good thing.
And what we've been doing is, to save ourselves time after the show, we've been doing our live pitching of radio ideas to him in studio so we can leave quicker. We don't have to go into a meeting afterwards. We can get it out of the way during the show.
Every day this week, Phil has not spoken into the microphone. It is Friday. What are you thinking? Oh, he's not going to do it. So he's going to communicate through sound effects. If he likes the idea, we will play a... And if he doesn't like the idea... Do you want to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, so here we go. We've been doing it all week. There's our final three ideas. We really want one of these ideas to take off. I am going to start it with Phil. I'm going to call this Two Floaters. Nathan and I do a show from a flotation device on the canal and people jump in and swim up to us. Maybe.
Oh, that's a maybe. Mine is, Phil, 1,038 Dalmatians. We do a show off the Isle of Man at a dog pound. That's a straight no, no.
No. Phil, you've heard of tipping point. What about whipping point?
Oh.
We buy a whip and use it on Nathan to find out where the sorest point on the body is to get whipped.
And I'm giving two thumbs up to that. We've heard of stars in their eyes. That was a great show back in the day. Yeah. What about stars in their styes? The contestants all have styes. It's the exact same show, but they have a stye.
How about Zara Larsson? A competition winner wins an hour-long shopping spree in Zara, and they get style advice from former Celtic and Sweden striker Henrik Larsson.
Yes.
Wow.
He's loving it.
He's having convulsions.
Johnny Cash, Walk the Line. How about Walk the Line? We give away a walk inside the Walk as cinema passes. I can't compete with the Henrik Larsson one.
I think Henrik Larsson is the front runner.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Time to choose the news.
Let's make this a forgettable segment.
An unforgettable segment.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant.
Three news headlines coming up to the end of the show. Nathan, you choose the headline you want to hear the full story from.
Are you happy with the headlines this morning, mate? Oh, that's a sigh. You just heard a sigh.
It's been a long week.
Oh, come on. There better be good news stories. It's the end of the week.
Headline number one, blogger bite.
It's bloggers unveiled you're talking about. We spoke about that in the 7 hour.
Headline number two, the rolling in it stones.
What did you say in the middle there?
In it. The rolling in it stones. And headline number three, not the big apple, but the huge apple.
Ooh, could you just give a bit more of an insight of what the third story is?
It's not the big apple. It's the huge apple.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Apple. They're going through like... Apple, the company, their net worth is like $3 trillion, isn't it?
First US. I know.
Oh, it's not. Oh, cat got your tongue. I'll go for the second one, please. The Rolling Stones.
The Rolling In It Stones has been released today that the Rolling Stones, for their gig that they played in Croke Park on May 17th, grossed, listen to this, for one night in Croke Park.
We were there.
We were. €7.5 million.
How did they earn all that money?
For one night. How do they earn the money? Ticket sales, Nathan. That's exactly how they earn the money. So I did a little bit of a Google, and I Googled the highest grossing concert tours of all time.
In Dublin? Oh, he's about to cough.
No, in the world. I'd like to do a countdown of the top five.
Oh, really? Can I guess?
Yeah, okay, top five. Give me, they're all the five bands. Tell me, can you give me a few that you think will be in the
One
top
One Direction.
Five?
Backstreet Boys, Westlife, The Killers, and Ed Sheeran.
No. At five is Roger Waters and his The Wall Live Tour. That went on between 2010 to 2013. And that grossed over $450 million.
Good Lord. Actually, I'm going to change my answer for Boyzone to U2.
Okay. At four was Guns N' Roses and their tour, Not In This Lifetime, that started in 2016, keeps going now. They grossed over $480 million thus far.
There's a lot of money in music.
At three is Coldplay and their Head Full of Dreams tour.
Yes.
Happened between 2016 and 2017. They grossed, Chris Martin and the boys, over $523 million for that tour. At two, we're still waiting for Boyzone and Westlife. Not going to be at two.
I changed Boyzone to U2.
At two, the Rolling Stones and their A Bigger Bang tour between 2005 and 2007. That grossed over $558 million. And at one, are you saying Boyzone or U2? Which one are you going to say now? Boyzone, I know they did do a gig in some parish halls down the country.
Boys Life.
That was in some hotel convention rooms.
Brian McFadden and Keith Duffy.
At one is U2.
Yeah!
And their 360 tour. That happened between 2009 and 2011.
How much?
That grossed $736 million. There you go. So Rolling Stones not doing too bad as well for a couple of our lads. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Being your co-presenter, Graham. Graham, you're not really looking at me.
Oh, we just got a message in.
Oh, okay.
Earlier on, we were talking about Nathan being on Tinder in Under the Covers.
Yep.
And I said how you were using your brother as bait, your better looking brother.
Is he better looking? Yes. He has a smaller head and more hair and better personality and more charm and better dress sense.
Message from Grace.
Hey Grace.
Saying, such a coincidence you guys talking about Tinder, because my friend swiped right to Nathan on Bumble last night.
Well, that's a joke. It was definitely swiped left.
And there's a screenshot of you and your brother. Now, I want to let you know, Grace, and you'll tell your friend, you go back, Nathan is the one on the right. So she might want to rethink.
she can't rethink it. It's too
her
late.
Her brother is the one looking sharp on the left, is all I'm saying, okay?
Do you think I should take that picture down?
No.
Is that a bad picture? I hate the way you make it sound like bait.
It'd be bad if you just put up all pictures of your brother.
Yeah, that would be very bad. I swear that's me. I've just lost a lot of weight. My hair has become
I'm not balding
thin
as well, and I've got a smaller forehead.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.